things, we're no longer self-centered, but we have God as our center.
开始之前我们有点祷告。
Let's bow our head at prayer.
主，我们谢谢你在新的一年给我们生命气息，到你的殿中来寻求你，来敬拜你。
Lord, we give you thanks that in this new year, we have our life to come before you and to seek you.
我们一生中最高的目的就是为了更多认识你。
The ultimate purpose in our life is to know more about you.
更多的赞美你。
To praise you more.
就像今天的诗班会讲到，我们的一生就成了一首诗歌来歌颂赞美你。
Just like the songs that we sang today, that our life will become a praise to you.
用各样的方式，各样的在任何的时候，各样的环境来赞美你。
In all kinds of environment, all kinds of situation, with all the with all different ways that we want to praise you.
我们今天如果不赞美你，我们到再来的时候，在人生的末了，我们必定要落在后悔的里头。If
we don't praise you today, we will regret either at the end of life or when you come again.
因为你爱我们。Because
you love us.
把最好的你的儿子耶稣基督给了我们。You
have given us your best, your Son Jesus Christ.
在各样环境的里头。 叫我们能够得着神儿子耶稣基督的生命，磨成你的样式。In
all our situations, mold us into the form of your Son Jesus Christ.
我的心啊，你要赞美耶和华。My
heart, you need to praise the Lord.
我在我里头都要歌颂赞美他。And
all is in me, need to praise Him.
从永远到永远。From
eternity to eternity.
奉主耶稣基督的名。In
the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen. 我们下面我们要读几段的圣经节，因为为节省时间的关系啊，我们就是用那个投影的方式。第一个，我们要读一下五十二章，刚刚昨天帮我们带我们念过。We
read some scriptures. The first one is John chapter 12. And Brother Joe has led us reading through it.
Okay. 那么下面几章是圣经节，就第一个就是罗马书第七章二十二节，这边有讲到那个我里面的意思是喜欢神的律。First
we look at Romans 7:22. It says, for in my inner being I delight in God's law.
在这边是特别说到我们信耶稣以后，我们里头有一个里面的人，这个人就是耶稣的生命。
And here it talks about after we believe in Him, that in our inner being there's a new life. This is the Christ life in us.
下面在以弗所书第三章那边就告诉我们，我们这里面的人乃是一个刚强的人。
And also in Ephesians, it mentions that this new being in our inner being is a strong being.
这里头的人，这个基督人。 乃是一天新是一天的。
And this new man is growing renewed every day.
这里面的人在更多后书的里头。 我们一起来读，更多前后书四章第七节，我们就一起来读啊。Let
us read Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
你可以读英文和中文。English
Chinese.
我们一起来，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大能力是出于神，不是出于我们。主要我们讲到里面的人。 是有一个宝贝啊，这个宝贝中呢是指的耶稣的生命，主的生命在我们的里头。然后在马可福音14章第3节就讲到有一个玉瓶被打破，我们。Let's
read Mark 14 chapter 14 verse 3. Here it mentions a jar of alabaster was broken.
这些圣经节，我们首先一起读一次中文。 然后再一起，如果可以的话，再读一次英文。我们先读中文。We'll
read Chinese first, then we read together in English.
有一个女人拿着一瓶四贵的真拿达香膏来，打破一瓶。 把膏浇在耶稣的头上。我们一起读英文。The
woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure love. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head.
那么下面一段圣经就是旧约的里头，在耶利米书第十七章第九节，在这边就讲到，你我认识我们自己吗？事实上不可能，因为我们人性的光景就是这样。
In the Old Testament, in Jeremiah 17:9, it asks the question, "Do we really know about ourselves?" This is actually impossible.
我们一起读啊。
Let's read together.
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
Who can know it?
另外也类似的，在诗篇的第十九章第十二节告诉你说，人能够认识自己吗？事实上不可能。这边所说的，谁能知道自己的过失呢？
Similarly, in Psalm 19:12, it also asks the same question: Who can discern his own errors? It's actually impossible.
那么答案在哪里？解决问题的方法在哪里？就下面在以弗所书五章十三节上面告诉我们的，一切能够显明的就是光，就要依靠神的光。
So now, what's the answer to this question? And in Ephesians, we found the answer. That is the light from God.
为了借着光，叫我们能够认识神；也借着光，能够认识我们自己的败坏。
Through this light, we can know God, and we can also know the corruption in us.
因为这个光，我们也知道，耶稣基督就是生命的光，在约翰福音第八章十二节，这个是我们所知道的，我们一起来读。
And in his light, we know that Jesus Christ is the light of this world. Let's read John 8:12 together.
我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。另外，我们也讲到这个光从哪里来，事实上就从神的话。OK， 我们从诗篇的一头两处的圣经，我们可以看得到，我们非常熟悉的一段话：你的话就是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
So we know where this light comes from. It comes from God's own word. So in the Old Testament, in Psalm, we see two scriptures talking about that. The first one is Psalm 119:105. It says, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
在同样诗篇119篇130节就讲到，你的话语一解出亮光，就发出亮光。
And in the same Psalm, verse 130, it says, The unfolding of your word gives light.
下面的一段的圣经节，我们今天会讲到，神是控制一切的环境，在我们一生的当中，所有的遭遇都是神的安排跟带领，在马太福音里头。
And this scripture talks about that God is still in control in all our situations. So everything happens to us has been measured by God.
这边讲到两件事，麻雀，另外讲到我们的头发。
Here it mentions two things, the sparrows and the hair on your head.
这边就告诉我们，耶稣说两个麻雀不是卖衣服银子吗？若是你们的父不许可，一个也不能掉在地上。
The Lord Jesus says, Are not two sparrows sold for just a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father.
第三节，就是你们的头发也都被数过了。
And it, verse 30 says, even the very hairs of your head are all numbered.
这是讲到神，我们对我们一切环境的管制跟控制。
And it tells us that God is still in control in all our situations.
下一章圣经约翰一书第一章七节是讲到主的宝血，我们在他的光中，他的宝血就能够洗净我们的罪。我们
And in 1 John 1:7 it talks about how our sins were purified.
我们首先读一次中文，然后再读一次英文。
Here we want to read Chinese first, if you can, then we read English.
我们先读中文。我们若在光明中，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子的血也洗净我们一切的罪。我们一起读英文。
But
if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another.The blood of Jesus, His Son, purify us from all sin. 那么下面就是我们非常熟悉的一段圣经，讲到神的爱。当我们弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样彼此交通，怎么样活在教会的里头，用主的爱，爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
And the next verse, all of us are very familiar with it. It talks about what is love. And it's in 1 Corinthians. Love is patient, love is kind. 1 Corinthians 13:4.
下面就讲到几段的圣经，第一是讲到罗马书十四章四节，那么这个属于保罗说的话，好像是比较我们可能比较我们不喜欢听的话，不过实在是对你我有帮助的话。
Here are some, in Romans chapter 14, we'll find some somewhat harsh words from Paul, yet it's edifying for us.
那我们来读一下。
Let's read.
你有什么权利去批判别人的仆人呢？
只有他们的仆人才可以决定他们所做的是对的或是错的。然后在罗马书十四章第十节，你为何要论断你弟兄的行为？轻看他呢？我们个人总有一日要站在主的台前，接受他的审判，而非彼此审判。
那么在这个最后，罗马书十四章四节，我们就一起来读啊。所以，我们务要追求和睦的事，彼此建立德行的事。最后一段的圣经，就在希伯来书的里头，特别讲到我们怎么样的能够爱护，怎么样能够支持。 在教会中做领袖的，做仆人的弟兄们。And
the last scripture in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 17 talks about how we can love and support our brothers who are in a leadership role in church.
我们先读一次中文，再读一次英文。Let's
read Chinese together, then read it together in English.
我们先读中文。Chinese。因他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒。 好像那将来要交账的人，你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不致忧愁。若忧愁，就与你无益了。我们读英文。
English.
Obey your leader and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as a man who must give account. Obey them so that their work will be joy, not a burden, for they will be of no advantage to you. 我们的圣经也大致上读在这里，那么我们下面。
And we read these scriptures, and now I want to talk more about today's topic.
那么在我们今天的大纲的里头，我们就讲到结出许多的子粒。
In the outline today, you'll find it mentions producing many seeds.
我们开始要讲到有几个希利尼人要来见耶稣。
At the beginning of the story, we see that some Greeks. They came and they wanted to see Jesus.
那么这几个希利尼人到底是谁？
Now, who are these Greeks?
那可能是外邦人，他们就改信了犹太教。
And they may be Gentiles converted to Judaism.
那么这些几个，也可能这几个希腊人是原先就是犹太人。
Or maybe they were Jews that living in Greece.
那么这几个希腊人要来找耶稣，也许有他们的动机。
And for some reason, these Greeks came and they would like to see Jesus.
或者是因为在约翰福音十一章那里头，我们看见拉撒路从死里复活。
Maybe they saw Lazarus raised from dead in chapter 11 of the book of John.
他们希望看更多的神迹，
and they wanted to see more miracles.
他们要更多的认识耶稣，
or they want to know more about Jesus.
但是往往你知道，人要认识耶稣到耶稣面前的时候，可能会有一些的难处。
But you know, when you actually want to know about Jesus, there's usually some difficulties.
你知道，在当时是在过逾越节。
And at that time, it was near the Passover feast.
在那个时候，大概有多少人？我知道，大概有100万犹太人。
And usually around this time, there'll be around a million Jewish people in Jerusalem.
要找到耶稣并不容易。
So it is not that easy to find Jesus.
但这几个希腊人，就好像圣经都告诉我们，我们寻找就能够找得到，找到耶稣。
just like the scripture said, seek and you shall find. These great things, they sought and they found Jesus. Although they did not find Jesus first, they found Jesus' disciple first.
The 圣经里头，在亚旧约雅各书告诉我们，如果你要找到牧羊人，你要先找到羊群。
In Old Testament, it mentions if you want to find the flock of sheep, you want to find, if you want to find a shepherd, you first will try to look for the flock of sheep.
我们如果要找到基督，我们要先找到神的儿女，找到基督徒。
If you want to see Jesus, you need to start with God's children, Christians first.
我们如果找到神的儿女，我们就可以找到主耶稣。If
we can find God's children, then we will find Jesus.
下面就是讲到腓力跟安德烈。Next,
we see Philip and Andrew's kingdom story.
腓力、安德烈去见耶稣。Philip
and Andrew went to see Jesus.
不是一个人,
not one person.
那是两个人,
both of them went.
就是说,叫我们看见一个服事的原则,
and here we see a principle of ministry.
耶稣差派人出去的时候都是两个两个出去,
and Lord Jesus, he always sent out his servants in pairs.
在马太福音里就告诉我们，我们说地上有两个人同心合意的祷告什么？ 那么天上的父就必为我们成全。And
Gospel of Matthew, it mentions that if two of you pray for something with one heart, and Father in heaven will listen.
两个人有什么好处？
What is the advantage of having two people?
两个人呢是能够彼此的配搭。And
they can help each other.
能够彼此的帮助。
And they can support each other.
我们两个人可以彼此出去探访，可以出去传福音。
When they, two people can go out and visit and spread the gospel.
当一个弟兄在讲话交通的时候，另外一个弟兄可以在他旁边为他祷告。
If one brother is sharing the gospel with others, the other brother can pray for him.
我们在这里，我们就能够寻找到耶稣。And
here we shall be able to find Jesus.
下面就是讲到耶稣所说的一件事，麦子。OK.
Next, Jesus talks about the kernel of wheat.
一颗一颗的麦子，也可以说这边中间是一颗一颗麦子，那么后面是有许多许多许多颗的麦子，许多的籽粒。Here
we see the wheat crops, and you in the center you see a picture. It has burning kernels.
我不知道你有没有听过，我记还印象还记得，在埃及的博物馆的里头。
I remember that I was told that in the Museum of Egypt.
所以有一颗麦子是在法老的时代，大概5000年前。
And they have a kernel from the time of Pharaohs, about 5,000 years ago.
那是5000年前是一颗，5000年后仍然是一颗。
That was one kernel, one single kernel, 5,000 years ago, and now it's still one single kernel.
为什么？
Why is it that way?
因为这颗麦子没有种在地上。
Because it was never planted in the ground.
如果种下去， 那就不止一颗。
If it ever was planted, then it will not be just one single kernel.
因为结出许多子粒来。
It will produce many seeds.
耶稣说，
And Jesus said,
一麦子若死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
A kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, then it produces many seeds.
但是在我们实际的经验的里头，我们可能会有一些难处。
But in our own experience, we may encounter difficulties.
我们可能结果可能就像埃及的那一颗麦子，永远是一粒，而不是许多子粒。
And sometimes we felt we're like that ancient kernel in the museum.
但是为什么不能结出许多子粒来？
Why sometimes it cannot produce?
这个，今天我们需要交通的。And
this is what we want to share about today.
我们要彼此劝勉的。And
that's what we want to encourage each other toward.
在这里有可能有两个原因。And
maybe I can see there may be two reasons.
像耶稣所说的。And
just like Jesus said.
第一个是爱惜自己的生命。
First is to love your life love your own life too much?
为什么爱惜自己的生命?
Why do we love our own life?
因为我们不认识我们自己的生命是何等的败坏。
Because we don't know how corrupted our own self is.
为什么我们不认识自己的生命何等败坏? 因为没有神的光。
Because we don't have the light from God to see how corrupted they are.
这个爱惜自己的生命没有神的光。
If we love our own life, then we won't have the light of God.
这个可能神爱我们，这个圣灵在我们一生中不断的引导我们、管束我们、管教我们。
And there's a second possibility. God loves us in our life. Holy Spirit is always guiding us and sometimes disciplining us.
耶稣在这边所说的一句话是，他是有两方面来看。
And Jesus said something that we can look at from two different perspectives.
耶稣说，不只说不能结束基督，是爱惜自己的生命，这是一方面。
One side, love your life, your own life too much.
也是用强调的说法，就是说你没有恨恶自己的生命。
And Jesus actually emphasized that you did not hate your life.
人总是认为自己是好的，是非常好的，生命不是败坏的。
People tend to think that they're good person. They don't have a badness.
但是从神的眼光来看，我们就像耶利米书那边所说的。
In God's view, that we know it has been pointed out in Jeremiah.
人心比万物都诡诏，坏到极处，谁能视透呢？
Our heart is deceitful above all things, and who can really know it?
人生最要其中的问题就是说，你认识你自己。
And one important question in our life is, do we really know how much we know about ourselves?
事实上，我们不可能凭着自己能够认识自己。
And just by ourselves, we'll never be able to accomplish that task.
用人的办法，如果我们有人用这个审查啊 ，self example，
and if we use a human method such as self examination，
如果我们好好的审查自己，我们可能会有两个结果。
And if we really thoroughly examine ourselves， there could be two different results.
我们想到自己的优点，我们可能会骄傲。
And when we look at our own strengths or good things， we can become proud.
如果我们想到自己的缺点，我们可能会非常的自卑，非常的伤心。
And when we see our shortcoming or things aren't so good, then we might get despair and we give up.
就在诗篇一章十九篇告诉我们，谁能够知道自己的错失？
Just like Psalm 19 asked the question, who can discern his own errors?
问题的答案在哪里？
Where shall we find the answer?
解决问题的方法在哪里？
And how to solve this problem?
如果认识自己的败坏， 能够谦卑，能够结出十六节制来。
If we see the corruption in our life and if we humble ourselves, then we may produce seed.
我们用神的方法，
we have to use God's method.
神的方法就是神的光。
And this God's way is His light.
在《耶利米书》告诉我们，一切能够显明的就是光。
And just like the scripture said, everything exposed by light becomes visible.
我们这个光，也许我们可以从三方面来看。
We can see from three different perspectives about the light.
第一个，基督是我们的光。
First, Christ is our light.
第二个，神的话语是我们的光。
Second, God's word is our light.
第三，神的儿女，基督在他那里头，他也成了我们的光。
And certainly, God's children with Christ's life in themselves, they can become our light too.
基督是你我的光。
Christ Jesus is our light.
生命的光,
the light of life.
当我们亲近主祷告的时候，我们就能够看见主在哪里，主的光。
When we pray to God and draw close to Him, we will see where this light, where the light is.
也许多时候我们觉得蛮有自信，觉得都是对的，但是在主的面前，我们觉得我们是不对的，是羞愧的。
Sometimes we're so confident we think we are all right, but if we look at His perspective, we should be ashamed.
神的话是我们的光。
God's word is our light.
它是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
That's a lamp to our feet and a light for our path.
许多时候我们觉得我们走的路是对的路。
Sometimes we think that we're walking on the right path.
我们不晓得选择哪条道路行走在前面。
And sometimes we don't know what path to choose.
圣经说，宽广的路。 人以为是对的路， 找到人也多。
And the Bible says that sometimes the path that is wide and it seems right, and more people find it.
但是就是引到死亡的路。
But eventually leads to death.
但神的路是什么？
What is God's way?
也就是说是一条窄路。
And that path is a narrow path.
是一条十字架的路。
It's a path of cross.
花钱的人少。
And few people find it.
世界上认为这是一条错误的道路。
And some even think it's a wrong path.
但就是引到生命的路。
But that will lead to life.
神的话是你我的光。
So God's word is our light.
第三个, 神的儿女真的亲近主的人, 他是你我的光。
Certainly, God's children, those who are close to God, they are our light.
在马大福音告诉我们,
and in Gospel of Matthew, Jesus said, you are the light of this world.
一个真正的基督徒,他是一个亲近神的人,亲近主耶稣的人。
A true Christian who is close to the Lord.
基督的光藏在他的里面。
And the light of Christ is always in him.
人遇见神儿女这位基督徒,他本来以为自己是很行的,他本来是很骄傲的,但是遇见这位基督徒里头基督的光,他就觉得自己是羞愧的。
Even the proud people, when they see the light in a true Christian, they'll feel shameful. And a lot of times we feel we have everything that we need and we are always right.
但是你遇见基督徒里头的基督的光，你觉得自己是不对，自己是不行的。
But when they discover the light in Christian life, they find out they are inadequate.
下面就讲到那个光能够结出许多子粒来。
Next, we want to talk about how this light can produce many seeds.
我要讲到光的能力。
And the power of this light.
我们第一个，我们用先知以赛亚。
We want to use the words of Prophet Isaiah.
以赛亚可以说旧约圣经中最大的先知。
And he may be the one of the greatest prophets in Old Testament.
因为神给他最多的恩典，给他的话是最多。
Because God has given him lots of his word.
在神在使用他以前，神就光照了他。
But before God can use him, God shines on him.
在以赛亚书第六章里面告诉我们：祸哉我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，活在嘴唇不洁的人当中。
In Isaiah chapter 6, you will see, he said, woe to me, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among people of unclean lips.
所以后来天使用一个火炭放在他的口中，就洁净了他。
Then the angel put a live coal on his mouth and cleansed him.
也除去他的罪。
And took away his guilt and sin.
后来神的话才引导他。
And then God's word came to him.
我可以差遣谁呢？
Whom shall I send?
谁可以为我们去呢？
And who will go for us?
以赛亚的回应说：我在这里，请差遣我。Then
Isaiah can respond, Here I am, send me.
接受光照，我们才结出许多子粒来。We
must receive this light from God, then we can produce seeds.
我们第二个讲到旧约的先知哈巴谷。Another
prophet we want to mention in Old Testament is Habakkuk.
如果你问我最喜欢的是哪一段圣经的哈巴谷书，也许你的感觉一样。
If you ask me what is my favorite scripture in the book of Habakkuk,
在第三章告诉我们，简单说，虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果。
And here is taught here in that I think you all have the same answer. In chapter 3, it says even the fig tree is not producing fruit.
但是呢，结果就是说，我要因耶和华欢心。
But I will delight in my Lord and his salvation.
就好像今天的诗班给我们唱诗篇150篇的那种见证。
And today, the choir led us to sing Psalm 150. It's that kind of a testimony.
这是神所要的歌颂。
And this is the praise that God is looking for.
这是神所要的赞美。
And this is the kind of praise that God desires.
在希伯来书就告诉我们赞美是什么。
And in Book of Hebrew, it also tells us about praise.
赞美是一个祭，是一个牺牲的祭。
It's an offering. It's a sacrifice.
是经过痛苦的，是经过牺牲的所产生出来的赞美。
It's through hardship, and you must sacrifice something.
这是神所悦纳的，神所喜悦的。
And this will please God.
但是神使用哈巴谷之前，神也是光照了他。
And before God can use Habakkuk, he must also shed his light on him.
哈巴谷三章十六节告诉我们：“我听见耶和华的声音，身体战惊，嘴唇发张，骨中朽烂。”
And in Habakkuk 3:16, you find how he reacted when he heard God's word. I heard and my heart pounded, my lips quivered at the sound, decay crept into my bones, and my legs trembled.
神使用他。
And then God can use him.
因为经常在神的光照当中。
We need to keep ourselves in the light of God.
我非常熟悉以前提过了，史努比的在五旬节之后，他站起来传福音，一下有5000个人信耶稣，一下3000人信耶稣。
We all know that Apostle Peter, right after Pentecost, he stood up and speak, and 5,000 people converted.
但是这个史努比的曾经被主所光照的人。
But he also received the light from Jesus.
我们都知道路加福音第五章，他打鱼的时候，整夜打鱼，打不到鱼。
In chapter 5 of Book of John, you find that he could not catch any fish all night long.
耶稣跟他讲说，要在那里下网。
And the Lord Jesus told him to put down to let down the net in a place and catch fish.
那么鱼拉上来说，那个网都快要破掉。
When they try to draw the net, there's so much fish and the net is almost breaking.
彼得做一个最奇怪的祷告。
And Paul, I'm sorry, Peter made a very strange prayer.
主啊，离开我，因为我是一个罪人。
He said, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinner."
下面我们讲到使徒保罗。
And now we want to mention Apostle Paul.
神使用他，他写了新约中13封的书信。
And God used him greatly. He wrote 13 letters in the New Testament.
他更是被主所光照的人。
And he is a man who received much light from God.
为什么在提摩太前书15章，这是他人生的末了。
And then In 1 Timothy, he's near the end of his life.
他快要被为主寻道。
He's about to martyr for the Lord.
他谦卑的这样讲。
And with humility, he said,
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人。
He said, Lord Jesus came to the world to save sinners.
这话是可信的。
And this is a trustworthy saying.
是十分可佩的，佩服的。
And deserves full acceptance.
在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
Of all the sinners, I am the worst.
他那个时态，那个语气，不是过去式，是现在式。
Here he was not talking about something happened in the past. He said, "I am the worst."
主保罗是一位离开了主，他就不能做什么的保罗。
Because Paul knows, apart from the Lord, he can do nothing.
然后神使用他。
Then God can use him.
我们有诗歌，我们非常熟悉的第77首，有没有人知道它的名称是什么
？In our hymn book, there's a hymn 77. Can you find out what the song's title is?
我们波比机会经常喜欢唱的。
And we sing this a lot in communion table.
是不是叫做永久磐石
？Rock of Ages，
对不对？我们先喜欢唱的。那么这个作者就是 Augustus Toplady。
And the author of this song is Augustus Toplady.
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 Okay.
You can find out from him.
Okay. 不重要，就 August 这个作者，在他的见证的里头，他曾经这样表明过。
And he shared this in his own testimony.
世界上哪有像我这样败坏软弱的人？
You can never find someone as corrupted as me in this world.
他说，在我的肉体中没有良善。
There is no goodness in my flesh.
在我受试探的时候，我仍然感到非常的骄傲。
When I was tempted, I'm still even proud.
也许有时候我们觉得他讲的话太过分，不过这个是他这真实的感觉。
Maybe you find that he was exaggerating, but that is his true feeling.
在我一生中所做最好的事，是不过配得定罪而已。
He said the best thing that I did in my life only deserves condemnation.
在他死的时候，他患了肺病症。
And he got lung disease and he passed away.
但是他死的时候，他一个世界上最安息、最喜乐的人。
But he died a very peaceful death with great joy.
因为主的宝血洗净他一切的罪。
Because he knew that the blood of the Lord has cleansed him from all sin.
这首诗歌，神使用它，成了你我的安慰，成了你我的能力。
So he wrote this song, and God used this song to encourage all of us in our lives.
借着主的血，我们得到洁净；借着血，我们得到能力，能够服侍神。
By the blood of Jesus, we are purified, and we are also given strength to serve Him.
所以我们就提到有一个爱中国的医生，爱中国的传道人，就戴德森。
And all of you know a brother who loves China a lot.
有一个同工做见证说，每一次跟戴德森一起祷告的时候，几百次、几千次，从来没有一次他不是认罪的祷告。I
couldn't know I couldn't remember the English name, but 戴德森
James Hudson Taylor.
Hudson Taylor.
啊，谢谢。
So he know that he said that every time I pray, I always confess my sin.
我们感谢主，他这个。 现在已经第三代、第四代，对，还在中国传福音，对。
And thanks the Lord, even his today, even his fourth generations are still serving the Lord in China.
总括来讲
，In summary,
光的能力
and the power of the light
能够结出许多子粒
，It will produce many seeds.
这些弟兄乃是天天与主同死的人。
These brothers are experiencing the death of the Lord every day. They are also identified with the resurrection of the Lord every day.
就像使徒保罗说，在死的形状上，天天与主联合；也在复活的形状上，天天与主联合，就结出许多子粒来。
Just like Apostle Paul said, if we identify with him in the form of death, then we'll be also identified in the form of his resurrection. Then we'll produce many seeds.
下面我讲到第二个原因。
And now we want to talk more about the second reason we can't produce seed.
因为往往我们就忽略了神的管教。
And a lot of times we ignore his discipline.
咱们刚刚有读的马大福音就告诉我们讲到麻雀。
In Gospel of Matthew we just read about the sparrows.
我们也是 交通到我们的头发
and the hair on our head.
我们的头发都是被神所做个记号的，英文叫 number 哈。
And the scripture and the Lord said all those hairs are numbered by God.
我们可以说，基督徒所有一生的遭遇、环境，全部是神所安排的。
We can say that everything that happens to a Christian in his life is all measured by God.
在罗马书8章28节，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。In
the book of Romans chapter 8, it says that all things work for the good of for those who love him.
圣经知道什么是对我们最有帮助的。And
God knows what's the best for us, what will help us the most.
是我们什么是我们最需要的。And
what is needed by us most.
圣经知道怎么样管制我们，怎么样来管教我们。
Holy Spirit will discipline us, and He knows how to discipline us.
目的是叫我们得着益处。
And the purpose is for bring us good.
感谢神，圣灵他不灰心，一次、两次、多次的来管教我们。
We give thanks to the Lord that Holy Spirit does not give up. He will continue to discipline us.
相信在每一年或者我们过去的5年、10年当中，我们所发生的每一件事都是圣灵的安排。
And I believe that everything that happened in my life in the past five or ten years, it's all the will of the Holy Spirit.
我们求主怜悯我们，往往我们会抱怨神的安排。
We need God's mercy. A lot of times we like to complain.
因为我们不认识神的手。
We don't know His hand.
我们也不认识圣灵的管教。
We don't recognize the discipline from the Holy Spirit.
如果不是神的安排一切事情的遭遇，我们不知道要堕落到哪里去。
If it's not for God's sovereignty, we would have fallen.
像我们上次我们就交通到约拿。
And last time I've shared about Jonah.
是神的安排起了大风。
And God has arranged this great wind.
是在船上的人他们就抽到了是约拿。
And the folks on the boat, they're drawing lots and they figure out it was the reason they had this trouble with Jonah.
神要安排一条大鱼。
And then God sent a big fish.
当船上的人把约拿投到海里头的时候，就进入那个大鱼的鱼肚子的里头。
And when the others on the boat threw Jonah into the sea, a big fish came and swallowed him.
也是神的安排，叫这大鱼从肚子里头把约拿吐出来。
And then it also let the big fish spit him out, send him to shore.
后来他传福音，那么尼尼城的人悔改。
And then he went to preach in Nineveh, and the people there repented.
神就安排一棵小的树。
And then God let him see a small plant.
神后来安排一只虫。
And also a little worm.
本来那棵小树能够它能够遮阴，能够不被太阳所晒。
And the plant first grew and give him shade, so he's not harmed by the vicious sun.
神安排一只虫叫那个小树能够枯萎。
And then God sent that little worm and hurt that plant, and then that plant withered.
这一切的遭遇乃是为着约拿的好处。
And all these things happened for the benefit of Jonah.
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise the Lord.
下面是一个，我想其他弟兄姊妹也是听到这个真实的，最近在 Overland Park 一个浸信会教会的见证。
And I want to share with you a true testimony I heard from a Baptist church in Overland Park.
这个神的仆人就讲说，大卫在两年半以前
，As God's servant shared that about 2.5 years ago,
他在 Oklahoma 一个教会服侍神。
And he was serving the Lord in a church in Oklahoma.
在 Oklahoma 的教会的弟兄姊妹有难处，彼此伤害对方。
And there was discordance in that church. There was problems in that church.
但感谢神的怜悯，他们光景是有好转。
And through his effort and by the mercy of God, the situation improved.
在这个时候，奥兰帕这浸信会的教会，他们寻找工人，寻找牧师。
And about this time, this Baptist church in Overland Park was seeking a full-time worker.
他们在寻求，在那祷告。
And they were praying.About it, and they were seeking before the Lord.
但是 Overland Park 这个聚会弟兄姊妹也是一样，彼此的伤害，彼此的受伤。
And then in this church in Overland Park, they had the same problem. The brother and sister are against each other.
其实导致了教会的分裂。
And it actually caused a split in the church.
这个聚会本来在那个时候两年半以前，大概有300个弟兄姊妹。
And it's about 2.5 years ago, the church only had 300 people left.
这 Oklahoma 的神的仆人，他们要求他祷告，看看神是不是为来牧养他们这个教会。
Then they called this pastor who was still in Oklahoma and asked him to pray and look for God's guidance if he should come to serve in this church in Overland Park.
那是 Oklahoma 的牧师想说 ，Oklahoma 那个教会现在已经好转，他觉得也许神没有这样带领。
And he felt that.Things have turned a corner, so everything is improving in Oklahoma. He didn't feel that it's God's calling.
但是他仍然祷告，他不是祷告，他一个礼拜要禁食祷告一次。
And he prayed, he did not just pray, he fasted and prayed.
他祷告一段时间以后，神好像并没有马上回答。
And he fasted every week, and he prayed like this for a while, and he did not hear the answer from God.
但是他两年半以前，他要到佛罗里达参加一个特别聚会。
And it happens that he needs to go to Florida for a retreat.
And
just at that night, the word of God came to him.
他知道神说，我这个教会是我要你服侍的教会。
And he heard that God told him that this church, the church in Overland Park, is the one that I want to send you to.
他顺服神的带领。
And he obeyed the guidance from God.
他今天他说他们教会神给他们的话语是罗马书8章28节。
And he said that the word that God gives to that church is Romans 8:28. To fold into the form of his son Jesus Christ.
他说这两年半以来，神的神迹。
He said, in the last 2.5 years, God has done miracle in that church.
因为教会分裂的弟兄姊妹离开弟兄姊妹，神又叫他们回来了。
The brothers that were at odds with each other, God has called them back.
他说这个结果只有神能够解释。
He said, only God can explain how this happened.
今天聚会人数有800个人,
and now they have 800 members in that church.
荣耀都归给神,
we give glory to God.
我们今天最后就是用几段的圣经彼此的教导跟劝勉。
Lastly, I want to share with you some scriptures and to encourage you, encourage each other.
就是我们要讲到这是一个祷告。
And we mentioned about prayer.
这是一个心愿。
And this is a prayer and this is also a hope.
因为神借他的话语的光照是你的管教，能够结出下面四方面属灵的旨意。
And we pray that through his word and his discipline that we can produce seeds in these four different areas.
第一方面就我们讲到能够进入一些属灵的实际。
First, let us enter into the spiritual reality.
一方面，弟兄姊妹盼望我们所在的教会是一个理想中的教会。
On one hand, brother, sister, you all desire that our church is a perfect church.
是一个合神心意的教会。
It's a church that's after God's own will.
但是在实际的光景里头，你会发觉在这里有差距。
But in the reality, we find that we are not quite there.
在这种情况底下，我们感到灰心，这是非常自然的。
And if we feel some level of despair, it's normal.
苛求理想，但如果是批评现实，那这可能是一种不成熟的表现。
If we try to be perfectionist and just criticize the real situation, it's not reality.
但神是要我们信心能够合乎中道。
But God want us to stand in our faith.
在另外一方面,
on the other hand,
我们如果屈就，如果 compromise 现实而不努力达到神的心意，那么这种也是一种不是神心意的表现。
On the other hand, if we look at reality and we just compromise and we don't strive to go after God's will, and that is not good either.
一个成熟的基督徒乃是能够生活在这两种情况的当中，能够活出主的信心跟旨意。A
Christian should keep himself away from these two extremes and live out the faith in us.
在弟兄姊妹当中，每一个教会的里头，你会觉得很多基督徒神的儿女让你失望，让我失望。Maybe
you find in the church that many of God's children kind of disappoint you.
但是这些使你失望的弟兄姊妹不是。 仍然是你神家中的人。But
even those brothers and sisters, they are still the member of God's family.
我们当然要继续的来往。We
still need to fellowship with each other.
我们不能就断绝的交通。We
should not stop this fellowship.
就不来往。And
we will not be like stay away from each other.
因为他仍然是神家中的人。Because
they are still in God's family.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。Love
is patient, love is kind.
人对教会的失望可能有很多的原因。The
disappointment of the church could be for many different reasons.
但是我们要记得一件事实。But
we must remember one important thing.
教会是一群包括你我的罪人所组成的。Church
consists of saved sinners, just like you and me.
我们是罪人，所以我们有意无意的当中会彼此的伤害。
We're all sinners, so we're capable of hurting each other.
我们要主的爱， 彼此接纳，彼此饶恕，寻求解决的方法。
And in the Lord, we must accept each other and forgive each other, and we look for solutions.
如果我们遭遇了一些不失望、困难，我们就离开了教会，这实在是一个不是一个成熟的表现。
If we experience some hardship, then we leave the church, then this is not an indication of maturity in Christ.
世界上没有完美的教会。
There is no perfect church you can find in this world.
每个教会都有它的弱点跟问题。
Every church has its own shortcomings and its own problems.
如果我们换了另外一个教会，
If you go to another church,
可能会再让你我失望。
It can also disappoint you.
在第二方面，
and this, on second hand,
我们在信心之旅里头，我们要选择鼓励而非批评。
And by faith, we must choose to encourage each other, not criticize each other.
批评总是比实际的参与服事要来得容易。
Passing judgment is always easier than actually serving the Lord.
神再三的警告我们。
And God has admonished us.
我们不要彼此批评、比较跟论断。
We should not pass judgment and criticize each other.
在批评其他神的儿女的时候、信徒的时候，他们所凭着信心所做的事，你去干预了神的工作。
And when you just pass judgment on other brothers and sisters, you are actually interfering God's work on them.
罗马书十四章第四节告诉我们，你有什么权利去批评别人的仆人？只有他的主人才可以决定他们所做的是对是错。
And just in Romans 14:4 says, "What right do you have to judge other servants? To his own master he stands or falls."
在罗马书十四章第四节告诉我们，保罗提醒我们，你为何论断你的弟兄的行为？
And in the same chapter, verse 10, Paul asked again, why do you judge your own brother?
轻看他。
Why do you look down upon your brother?
总有一天我们要站在基督的审判台前。
And someday we all will stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
基督将成为你我的审判。
And Christ, Jesus will judge all of us.
这是使徒保罗给我们的劝勉。
And this is the admonishment from Apostle Paul.
在积极的方面，在罗马书十四章十九节告诉我们。
And on the positive side, also in Romans 14:19, it says,
我们要追求和睦的事。
We must make every effort to do what leads to peace.
和彼此建立德行的事情。
And mutual edification.
第三方面。
And from third perspective,
我们凭着主的恩典，我们要拒绝、拒听那些闲言闲语。
By God's grace, we must refuse to listen and spread gossip.
搬弄是非、闲言闲语是当我们不是这个问题的当事者，在事情的当中。
And gossip or bad talking, is not His will.
我们也不能够解答这个发生的问题。
And it will not help to solve any problem.
闲言闲语传来传去。
By spreading gossip,
是没有好的结果。
Will not produce any good result.
我们如果爱护神的教会，应该明白怎么样拒绝听这些闲言闲语。
If we really love God's church, we must learn how to refuse to listen to these things.
当我们听到这些闲言闲语的时候，我们有一个态度。
If we happen to hear these things, we should have this kind of attitude.
劝勉弟兄说，请你停止，不要继续下去。
We will encourage our brothers and sisters, not to do this anymore.
因为这样对你我你没有什么好处。
Because this will not bring edification to any one of us.
那些拨弄是非、传言闲言闲语的人，他有一天也会再来讲到你关于你和我这个闲语。
And those who spread the dissent and gossip, someday they will also tell others the gossip about you.
在神的教会的当中，
in God's church,
最可悲的是，最伤害最大的伤害不是豺狼，而是自己的羊。
The worst enemy usually is not the wolf from outside, but from inside the sheep.
保罗提醒我们说，我们不要相咬相吞。
And the scripture reminds us not to devour each other, bite each other.
终止教会的闲言闲语，最好的方法 就停止拒绝听这些闲言闲语。
The best way to stop the gossip is stop listening to it.
最后一点，我们讲到要爱护做仆人的弟兄们。
And lastly, we need to learn how to support and love our the leaders in our church.
在希伯来书上面告诉我们，他说我们要怎么样的跟这些做仆人的、做领袖的，应该要怎么样的来往跟态度。
In the book of Hebrews, it teaches us what kind of attitude we should hold toward the leaders.
他说这些做仆人的人乃是为你们灵魂时刻警醒。
It says that these leaders, they keep watch over you like a man who must give an account.
你们要使他们教导的时候快乐，不至于忧愁，忧愁就对你我没有益。
You must bring them joy when they give an account, not a burden. For that will not be of any advantage.
这些做牧者的、做仆人、做领袖，总有一天要向神交账。
For those who serve in the leadership role, someday they will have to give an account to God.
但相对的，你我被服侍的、被带领的，我们仍然有一天要向神来交账。
Also, on the other hand, we who are led, we also need to give our accounts to God someday.
我们要尊敬能够照顾牧养我们的神的仆人。
We need to respect and support those who serve as leaders in our church.
这是神所喜欢的。
And this pleases God too.
这些做仆人的需要弟兄姊妹的祷告、鼓励跟爱护。
And these God's servants need your prayer and need your love.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章告诉我们，弟兄们，你们要劝诫你们敬重在你们当中劳苦的人。
And the scripture also says you need to obey your leaders and submit to their authority. Those who work among you.
神永远祝福同心合一、兴旺福音的教会。
God will always bless a church who is unified in spreading the gospel.
下面是一个真实教会的见证。
And this will be a true testimony.
他要信主的弟兄姊妹，在教会里头的会员，他们要立约。
There was one church, the brothers and sisters, they signed a contract among themselves.
他说要保护你的教会。
They signed a contract that they must protect their own church.
如果保守教会的合一。
And they must strive to preserve the unity in the church.
感谢神，在这个聚会里头从来没有发生过教会分裂的事。
And we give thanks to the Lord, and there was never a problem of splitting in the church.
这是一个彼此相爱、一个合一的教会。
And this is a church with a unity.
许多的人乐意参加这样的聚会。
And many people.I'd love to attend such church.
在许多刚刚信耶稣的人，他们要寻找教会。
And many new believers, they're looking for a spiritual home.
一个温暖的、充满神爱的教会。
God's house with warmth and His love.
他们找到了，他们就不离开了。
Once they find it, they will never leave.
他说他们这个教会在写这个见证，在说在七年中。他们有九千多个人受洗。
And this brother, when he shared this past testimony, he said in the past 7 years there were 9,000 people baptized in that church.
因为这知道这是一个合一的教会。
Because people know that this is a church that has unity.
充满主温暖的教会。
And filled with God's love.
充满主爱的教会。
And God's affection.
当时。所有基督徒在神的儿女里面发现有这么一个教会。
And when God's children find such a church,
这弟兄很幽默，他说：“你如果把教会门关起来
，”He said, and this brother he's humorous. He said, if God's children find such a church, you can even shut the door.
但是你不能够如果拦阻他们进到教会里头来。
And that even that will not stop them stop people from coming in.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
在这2011年的当中，我们是不是盼望祷告？我们是一个复兴的教会。
At the beginning of 2010, are we all praying for a revival in the church.
一个教会增长的教会,
a growing church.
有更多的人得救加入神国度的教会,
and more people be saved and added to his kingdom.
当然我们能接受这样一个挑战,
if we all will meet this challenge, accept this challenge,
能进入一切属灵的实际,
we will enter the spiritual reality.
我们愿意在祷告里头选择鼓励而非批评,
and through prayer, we will choose encouragement instead of judgment.
我们在圣灵的管制底下, 我们拒绝听那些闲言闲语,
under the discipline of the Holy Spirit, we choose to refuse to listen to gossips.
我们在主的爱的底下, 我们愿意爱护支持那些做领袖的神的仆人,
and by the love of God, we will show love toward those who serve in leadership roles in the church.
一粒麦子若死了就结出许多子粒来,
a kernel of wheat, when it dies and planted in the ground, and it dies, it produces many seeds.
但是今年的里头神经常的话语，他的神耶稣基督经常的光照你我,
as the new year begins, we pray that God's word will shine more on us.
我们经常能够接受圣灵的管制，圣灵的管教,
and we'll all submit to the discipline of Holy Spirit.
叫这个聚会成了一个多结子粒的教会,
so this gathering will become one that produces many seeds.
我们一起祷告,
let's all pray.
主我们感谢你,
Lord, we give you thanks.
你为我们死在十字架上,
you died for us on the cross.
埋葬复活升天,
you buried, you resurrected, and you ascended to heaven.
也在你恩典中, 我们因着信靠你, 我们在教会里头成了弟兄姐妹,
in your grace, by the faith, we become brother and sister in your church.
我们愿意听你的话, 顺从你, 跟从你的脚步,
we're willing to listen to your words, obey those words, and follow you closely.
圣灵啊, 借着你的光, 经常光照我们,
Holy Spirit, may you shine upon us.
从你引导, 带领我们, 愿意接受圣灵的管教,
God, lead us into his discipline.
能结出许多子粒来,
so that we may produce many seeds.
荣耀圣颂赞尊贵称赞都归给你,
all the praise and glory and honor be to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
把时间交给我们。